Hi everyone. So some of the best books I've read in the last few years has been Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Workweek, but it was also followed by a book called, I think, The 4-Hour Body and some other books in the 4-Hour series. And it's become popular, I think, because in the world we live in today, a lot of people are time poor, but they actually want to have more time. And it really got me thinking about how these principles can be applied to the financial domain, although I have briefly mentioned about similar things before. But when it comes to actually the 4-hour rule, how could people actually ensure that they could actually do everything that they want in 4 hours a month, or even 4 hours a year? I know it sounds unrealistic that you could have a fantastic financial plan just spending 4 hours or less a year, but I do think it's possible to eventually get to that point. Now, I'd say there's two steps. Now, the first part of the step is where you have to put in more time. So before actually starting a financial plan for your whole life, I do think it makes sense for a few months to put in a lot of work. I wouldn't say it would be as much as 4 hours a day, but certainly I would say start with the reading, read the academic evidence on finance. I've got the reading list below. Some of them are not so boring. I've also summarized the evidence many times, but do the reading and don't just do it for 40 minutes or 1 hour or 1 hour, 40 minutes. Do the reading properly, then focus on implementing a plan. So after you've done the reading, focus on, you know, in your specific circumstances, how are you going to do it? What's going to be the practical steps, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly? And then also write down some of your goals and write down some of your expenses on a piece of paper. Also do things like decide, are you going to DIY or are you going to actually outsource this to somebody else? So once you've done that, which is the time rich part of the process, that might take anything from like a month to 3 months. After you've done that, it's much easier to keep it down to literally 4 hours a year. So after that initial stage, how can you keep it down to that amount of time? So I've got a few tips here. First of all, I would say automate the process with a direct debit. Regardless of whether you DIY or do it yourself, just have a direct debit to your personal investing account. Number two, do not check your portfolios regularly. I seldom check my portfolio. I check it once a year, buy, hold, rebalance. There's no reason to keep logging onto your account, checking the value, panicking, and so on. It's completely worthless. It just means you panic sell, you think too much, you get into analysis paralysis. There's no reason to do that. And that leads me on to the next point, and that's switch off the financial media like CNBC or Bloomberg unless you're using it for just pure entertainment rather than actually information, because all the academic evidence shows you're not going to beat the market by listening to CNBC or Bloomberg. Also, I would say outsource as many things as possible. Maybe outsource it either to an advisor or use some apps to outsource things like, or automate things like your spending habits and so on. But also use cash if possible. Keep things simple. Simple saves you time, whereas complex costs you time. Also, I would say avoid property, because property can be very time intensive. Think about it. If a tenant has a problem, you have to fix that problem. Or if you outsource it to someone else, sometimes they charge a lot more than people do in finance, and also they call you to kind of manage the relationship. Property is very time intensive. Just go for REITs, real estate investment trusts, or just literally buy a family home and then forget about it. And that's assuming you're going to live in that home for 20, 30, 40 years. And also, I would say, learn to say no to a lot of things. And importantly, when you outsource it to an advisor, you could literally spend 1 hour with them a year. So for example, there's nothing wrong with having, say, 2 review meetings a year, but why not make those review meetings 30 minutes, 45 minutes each? So you can really see how you can get it down to 4 hours a year and do it properly using this method. Let's calculate it. You've got 30 or 40 minutes with your advisor, you know, twice a year. That's what, maximum 1.5 hours a year. Let's say you've got 30 minutes maximum a year for logging on, rebalancing just once a year from the winners to the losers. Maybe 1 hour a year just, you know, brushing up on your knowledge and maybe rereading some of the evidence you first read when you started the process. And finally, you could have 1 hour a year for a mixture of different things that we've talked about. So the key point is, once you've done the initial work, the initial reading, the initial education, getting the process down to 4 hours a year is easier than you might think. And I'm going to elaborate on that point more in following podcasts.